بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم ما بعد accepting gifts from Bedouins or from women سيدنا سيدة أم سنبلة رضي الله تعالى عنها was a Bedouin lady she narrates that she brought a gift for Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم but Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم's wives refused to accept it from her saying we do not accept gifts from anyone In the meanwhile, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam returned and instructed them to accept her gift, saying, They are our people from the rural settlements and we are theirs who live in the urban areas. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam also gave her a gift in return. Sayyida Rubayya binti Mu'awwid binti Afra radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that she presented a bunch of dates and small pieces of cucumbers to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in turn filled her palm with gold jewelry. Sayyiduna Sahal ibn Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that a woman came with a beautiful striped sheet to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and said to him that she had weaved it herself for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam accepted it and he was in need of it at that time. Instructing women to give gifts, Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam whilst addressing the woman said to them, O woman, confer gifts mutually even if you have nothing to give but the foot of a goat because gift creates love and dispels malice. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Do not regard it inferior to send a gift to the neighbor, even if it be the foot of a goat. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.